ॐ सदा शिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरमद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः। सो लास्ट क्लास we saw how after carefully thoroughly analyzing every layer of personality, finally we arrive at the non-negatable, the source of experience, obtaining as the swarupam of experiencer in terms of pure knowledge, without waiting for any more experience. We have to claim that very experiencer as the self. The reality obtaining as experiencer itself has to be claimed as the self, the atma, the truth of I. That is where the I has to be resolved cognitively. And therefore, even when the avidya or anandamaya kosha is negated, in the anandamaya kosha, there is experience of experiencelessness, nothingness, and that nothingness which is experienced because of the presence of the Atma. And therefore, the Atma, because it is not available for experience as an object of experience, after negation of the Anandamaya Kosha, in terms of experience nothingness, nothing else is available for experience, because what is available is the experiencer, not an object of experience. Because Atma being not an object of experience, nothing else being available for experience, then it is possible for us to mistake the reality for Shunyam. But it is wrong. Actually speaking, the experiencer of nothingness is distinct from nothingness. And the experiencer is none other than the formless reality, which should be claimed as one's own self. That's what we saw in the previous class. Now, we have to read the... Okay. It will be read 22nd verse and we move on to 23rd verse. Panchakosha parityage साक्षिबोधावशेषतः स्वस्वरूपं स एव स्यात् शून्यत्वं तस्य दुर्घटम्। सो देयर इज नो शून्यम्, सो नथिंगनेस, आत्मा इज नॉट नथिंगनेस। वाई? बिकॉज आत्मा इज सह एव, Atma is that obtaining as one's own nature, one's the truth, surupam of I. What remains as the witness after negating the five layers of personality? Okay. So Atma is available as the experiencer, as a swarupam of experiencer. Atma is not an object of experience. After negating the object of experience in terms of anandamaya kosha, we should not mistake Atma for nothingness. And Atma is not an object of experience, but Atma is there as very swarupam, as the sakshi. Okay, next. ಸ್ಥಿತಾವತ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ನಾಮ ಅಸ್ಥಿತಾವತ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ನಾಮ ವಿವಾದ ವಿಷಯತ್ವತಃ ವಿವಾದ ವಿಷಯತ್ವತಃ ಅಸ್ಥಿ ತಾವತ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ನಾಮ ವಿವಾದ ವಿಷಯತ್ವತಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ಮಿನ್ನಪಿ ವಿವಾದಶ್ಚೇತ್ ಸ್ವಸ್ಮಿನ್ನಪಿ ವಿವಾದಶ್ಚೇತ್ ಪ್ರತಿವಾದ್ಯತ್ರ ಕೋ ಭವೇತ್ ಪ್ರತಿವಾದ್ಯತ್ರ ಕೋ ಭವೇತ್. So now, in continuation of what has been said already, that how long is there an object of experience? How long are there things available for experience? So if a layer of personality, after each layer of personality, finally Anandamaya Kosha is the object of experience. What is experienceable is Anandamaya Kosha. And after that, what is there is non-experienceable, unknowable, and unknowable, non-experienceable is the very subject of experience. The object of experience is the knower, the experiencer. That experiencer is there as the Sakshi, Chaitanyam. We understood it very clearly. And that Sakshi, the reality obtaining as the Sakshi, in terms of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, is the Swarupam of I, which is implied with the term Atma or Brahma. So, Aham Atma, Aham Brahma Asmi, must be the understanding. But, suppose, because the people who want to experience the Atma also, and who cannot accept, if something is not available for experience, then they cannot take it as real. An Atma is not available for after the negation of the Anandamaya Kosha, and nothing else is available for experience, because there is no more object of experience after Anandamaya Kosha. Therefore, what it is possible for people to mistake the nothingness for the Atma. So mistaking the nothingness for Atma means nothingness for the reality is mistaking one's own self to be non-existent. What is the problem? Mistaking the nothingness for the Atma, or mistaking the nothingness for Brahman, is mistaking one's own self for nothingness. It means denying existence of one's own self. If we say, finally, Shunyam is the Atma, Shunyam is the reality, if anybody says, which means they deny the existence of one's own self. So here, in this, so any Shunyavadi actually denies one's own existence. It's very subtle teaching, very interesting. Seems to be very easy, at the same time very subtle also. So here, in the 23rd verse, Vidyaranya Swami presents an argument. And this argument is really interesting. Look at this. Asti tavat swayam nama vivada avishayatvataha swasmin api vivadaha chet ప్రతిపాద్యత్ర కో భవేత్. సో విద్యారణ్య స్వామి ప్రసన్స్ దిస్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ మెయిన్లీ ఫార్ నిగేటింగ్ ది బౌద్ధ, దట్టు మాధ్యమిక బౌద్ధ. సి మాధ్యమిక బౌద్ధ, సో మాధ్యమిక బుద్ధిజం ఎంఫసైసెస్ శూన్యవాద. సో మాధ్యమిక బౌద్ధ ఈజ్ అ శూన్యవాది. వై హీజ్ అ శూన్యవాది? బికాస్ అంటిల్ ది అవిద్య, అంటిల్ ది ఆనందమయ కోశ వి కెన్ నిగేట్, బట్ ఆఫ్టర్ నిగేటింగ్ ది ఆనందమయ కోశ విచ్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, వి స్టిల్ we want to wait for the experience of the atma to accept the atma, but nothing is available for experience anymore, that's all the object, and what is afterwards is only the subject, the experiencer. An experiencer is not an object of experience, therefore because there's no more, nothing more is available for experience, and instead of looking at the experiencer as the reality, you know, the experiencer is still waiting for something more to experience, therefore nothing is there, therefore he mistakes that nothingness to be the shunyam, nothingness for the reality, void. And mainly is a madhyamika bauddha. Shunyam is the atma, shunyam is the reality for him. Therefore, here Gaudapada, Vidyaranya Swami says, Is it possible at all to have a debate? Whether it's possible or not, still we can have a debate. Debate of about what? Debate regarding the things which are existent in the world. It is possible for us to have debate regarding the existence of objects of this world. Here, even the Lord can be taken as a matter for debate. Is there the Lord or not? So the debate is possible regarding anything in the world. Debate is possible even to prove the existence of God, whether God is there or not. And about punyam and papam, we can say, is there something called punyam? Is there something called papam? Is it there or not? Debate can be done. Suppose regarding the higher lokas, our Shastram talks about 14 lokas. The lokas, 7 below, 7 above. Even regarding these lokas, there can be debates. Which means debate can be held regarding anything and everything which is there as the part of this objective universe. what is debatable is only a thing which is available within the realm of the matter in terms of the objective universe. But debate is impossible regarding the existence of the subject of experience obtaining as I, my own self. One cannot argue, present a debate about the existence of one's own self. Am I present or not? Am I existent or not? Such a debate is not possible. But still, this I being non-debatable, cannot be taken for debate. I can never be taken for debate. Existence of the self, I, can never be taken for debate. And this can be logically proved. Suppose, for argument sake, if the debate is held regarding the existence of the I, the self, then any debate involves two groups of people or two teams of people. One group of people definitely must be arguing, is trying to establish the existence. And debate can be a debate only if there is an opposite team and who also present their argument trying to establish the non-existence of the I. It is not a debate. It's only for the sake of argument. I'm just putting it here. And here, the person, the group of people who try to establish the existence are vadinaha. Vadinaha means vadi. So people who are presenting their argument for establishing the existence are vadinaha. So people who are for the existence are vadinaha, and a group of people who present their argument to establish the non-existent, who are against, are called prativadinaha. So literally, I want to know this. Vadi is the one who speaks. Vadati iti vadi. When the children come in trouble, vadikare, they'll say. You trouble, they say in Tamil. It's a Tamil, Sanskrit expression used in Tamil. Then, any instrument is called vadyam. I'm just going away from subject matter, okay? Sorry. Vadyam. Because that which can be beaten and cast is made, it's cast to noise. No, it's made to make noise. The instrument does not make noise by itself. And you play and you make it, you know, speak. That's why in Vadayati means plays. So Veena or guitar or any instrument does not make noise. And you go, you touch, you make it speak. So Vadayati is a causative verb of Vadati. Swayam Vadati, Veenam Vadayati. Veena doesn't speak. You go and touch, you play, make it speak its own language. Or any instrument for that. That's why the instrument which can be made to speak is called Vadyam. Suppose if I take my thing, you will simply say, it is not Vadyam, doesn't speak. But some instruments speak. You play, if you know how to make it speak, you can listen all notes beautifully. All the notes, it speaks. So Vadyam. Vadyam is that which can be made to speak. Vadyam is a potential passive participle used here. So Vadayati, Vadati, Vadayati, Vadyam. It's all not necessary here. Okay. Now we have adjective Vadi. Vadi is the speaker, one who speaks. One who speaks in support for is called Vadi. One who speaks against is called Prativadi. And here in a debate, there must be a Vadi, there must be a Prativadi also. And here, what is the subject of Vada? What is here? Vada is about, Vadaha is about the existence of the self. Imagine, we cannot have such a debate. Okay, but still, we, for the sake of argument, we can say. And what happens here? There is a Vadi and a Prativadi. So the Vadi actually has to say what? I exist. Why does he say I exist? Because I am. I am, I know, I am, I exist. And to know the existence of one's own self, fortunately, we do not require any pramanam. To know whether I am here or not, no means of knowledge is required. To know anything other than yourself, you need many pramanams. But to know your own existence, even Shastra pramanam is not required. Shastra pramanam, you are able to use, you are able to operate any pramanam because you know you are. Therefore, to know the existence of I, one's own self, no pramanam is required. Therefore, here, this Vadi can say, I know I am, therefore, I exist. The I exists. And a Prativadi should say what? No. He say, I does not exist. To say, I does not exist, he should say, I do not exist. I do not exist. You put it, the I does not exist. Now, in this verse, beautifully, Vidyarana Swami asking, if the Prativadi, when he says, I do not exist, he denies his own existence. And he denies his own existence means he is non-existent. Prativadi is non-existent. If Prativadi is non-existent, how can there be Vadaha? How can there be argument or debate happen? How can there be debate? If the debate has to happen, there must be Prativadi. And Prativadi says, I do not exist. Prativadi says, comma, inverted, I'm telling you that speech, I do not exist. Which means Prativadi denies his own existence. Which means Prativadi is non-existent. If Prativadi is non-existent, how can there be debate? Prativadi must be existent for the very debate to happen. There's only Vadi, there's no Prativadi, means debate is not possible. Here, let now read the verse now. Asti tavat swayam nama. Asti is there. Swayam nama. Swayam nama means I am the first person singular pronoun. I is mentioned by this expression swayam nama. Swayam nama means, swayam in this context means the first person, I, singular, I is there. You know, asti is very much existent. I, the first person singular pronoun, is existent. And for which, asti tavat swayam nama. Swayam means first person singular pronoun. I definitely is there, which means there is existent. I is existent. And for which, no debate is required. For knowing the existence of I, the first person singular pronoun is what now? Viva. No debate is required. Why? Because vivada avishayatvataha. So I is not the object of debate. I is not something which can be taken for debate. So vivadaha means debate, and vishaya means subject. Avishayatvam, avishayatvataha, due to its being not the subject taken for the debate. So I is not something which can be taken as a subject for debate. Vivada avishayatvataha is what? I is existent. Okay. Asti tavat swayam nama. Vivada avishayatvataha. Because the one thing which the existence of which cannot be refuted, cannot be negated, cannot be debated, argued, is what? I, the subject of knowledge, subject of experience, can never be existence of the I, the knower subject, can never be taken for debate. Cannot be refuted also. And here, we have to understand. Suppose there's somebody who's a Nastikaha, a Nastikavadi, who does not believe in the Veda Shastram. Even this Nastikavadi definitely has no doubt of anything regarding existence of his own self. Even a Nastikaha cannot deny the existence of his own self. Okay, because he wants to debate, he wants to say that there is no God something. Even to say something is not there, for him to argue, he must be there. Therefore, even a Nastika cannot deny his own existence. In fact, we cannot doubt even existence of the Lord. And here, okay, swasmin api, what is it? Swasmin api vivadaha ched. Swasmin api vivadaha ched. Prativadi atra kaha bhavet. Look at this. He says, swasmin api vivadaha ched. Swasmin means, if there is doubt about the existence of one's own self, thereby, if a person wants to have a debate regarding the existence of one's own self, swasmin means one's own self. Locative of swa. Swasmin api vivadaha chet. Chet is if at all a person does not accept the existence of one's own self, if at all the person has a doubt about the existence of one's own self, and if at all a person wants to have a debate regarding the existence of one's own self, self-existence, then, which means he is against, he denies the existence of the self. The person who doubts the existence of the self wants to argue, debate the existence of the self, is the one who denies the existence of the self. Such a person, is not there. Atra kaha prativadi bhavet. Prativadi atra ko bhavet means kaha bhavet. Then who will be there? Kaha bhavet. Who is there to play the Prativadi's role? Okay, the person, if at all he denies the existence of the self, or he wants to, the debate regarding the existence of the self, and when he is going to be there saying, I am not existent, then there's only a Vadi, there is no Prativadi. Prativadi is non-existent according to the Prativadi. Therefore, Prativadi atra kaha bhavet. Who will be the Prativadi? Who will be the person debate against the existence of the self? Is it clear? Okay. We have to just walk along with Vidyaranya Swami for our clarity. Gradually. Okay, next. Swasattvam tu na kasmai chit. Tvam tu na kasmai chit rochate vibhramam vina rochate vibhramam vina atayeva shrutir badham brute cha sattva vadinah atayeva shrutir badham brute cha sattva vadinah swasattvam tu na kasmai chit rochate vibhramam vina atayeva shrutir badham brute cha sattva vadinah. Now, so here Vidyaranya Swami says, kasmai chit na rochate. See, I wanted to understand the verb first. Rochate. Rochate is Atmanepadam. I taught you in Sanskrit class. Rochate is a verb, peculiar verb, which should go only with the fourth case. Suppose somebody says, I like dosa. Somebody says, I like cheese. But rochate, but mahyam cheese rochate. To say I like, aham cheese ichami. Subject, object, verb. But this verb, pidikum, yenakku pidikum. You know, desirable for me. Something is desirable for me. That is the meaning comes when you say rochate. See, now, rochate is another unique, different verb that is. It should go with the fourth case. See, aham cheese ichami, simple sentence. But when you want to say rochate, pidikum, I like it. When you say, you should say, you can't say aham rochate. No, mahyam rochate. Mahyam cheese rochate. We'll never forget this. Many times I'm repeating cheese. No, you can never forget the verb rochate. For me, it is desirable. That is the meaning you get. It is my preference. Mahyam rochate. Now, okay, suppose balakaya chocolate rochate. The boy likes chocolate. How will you say? Balakaya chocolate rochate. Now, this woman likes music. Mahilayai sangeetam rochate. And ammaku music pidikum. How will you say? Mahilayai, mangayai, we can say music rochate. Like this. So it should go with the fourth case. Rochate ruchudhatu always chatutyasaha. Always with the fourth case. Okay. Therefore, kasmai chit rochate. So kaha chit. Kaschit. Kaha is interrogative pronoun. And kaschit means particularly, not specifically someone, certain person. Some person, somebody, kaschit, kanchit, kenachit, kasmaichit, whosoever. Kasmaichit, yarukum, for somebody, rochate. But na rochate, kasmaichit na rochate means yarukum pidikadu. Kasmaichit na rochate. This is not desirable, acceptable for anyone. This will be acceptable for none. Nobody will like it. To say none will like it, how should you say? Kasmai chit, see, nakaschit ichchati. Nakasmai chit rochate. it will not be desirable, acceptable for anyone. It will be acceptable for none. How will you say? Na kasmai chit rochate. What is not rochate? What is not desirable, acceptable for anyone? For what is not acceptable? What is acceptable for none? No, he says, kasmai chit na rochate. Not acceptable for any person here, anyone in the world. Swa asatvam. Swa asatvam. Swa asatvam. Asatvam means non-existence. Non-existence of one's own self or self-denial. Denial of one's own existence. Denial of one's own existence, self-non-existence is not acceptable for anyone in the world, for any human being in the world. Sva-asatvam. See, satvam means existence, asatvam means non-existence. Not asatyam, asatvam. Sat means existence. Sattvam means having the status of being the existent. Is sattvam. Not having the status of being the existent is asattvam. And swa asattvam, not have enjoying the status of being the existent, is one's own existence. Not having the status of being existent, one's own self, okay, not have. This is so asatvam. It means self, the denial. Self denial means what? Denial of one's own self, denial of existence of one's own self, or self non-existence is not at all acceptable, desirable for anyone in this world. Kasmai chit na rochate, na kasmai chit swa asatvam rochate. Which means, kasmai chit means what? None, for none, na kasmai chit, for none. It is acceptable, desirable. So whether a human being, the man, the person who deny is an ordinary person, or a highly learned person, or a great philosopher, or a scientist, or a European, or an Indian, or a Hindu, or a Christian, or a Muslim, which human being in this world will accept the non-existence of one's own self? No. Therefore, na kasmai chit swa asatvam rochate. And he says, vibhramam vina. So vibhramaha, actually the word brahmaha means confusion. And vibhramaha means a total confusion. But here we mean the person who is insane. Okay. Other than the insane person, nobody else in the world will accept the non-existence of the self, will like the non-existence of the self. Na kasmai chit swa asatvam rochate vibhramam vina. Vina vibhramam. Other than vibhramaha, the insane person who is not, no, for nobody else, non-existence of the self is acceptable. Who can say I'm not here? Who can say I'm not here? I'm not existent. If anybody says, he must be really insane. He's vibhramaha. So here, Vidyanaya Swami says, vibhramam vina nakasmai chit swa asatvam rochate. And whoever says, I am not here, I am not existent, and will you like to talk to that person? You will know he is not okay. he's definitely insane. You will conclude that he's insane. Is ataha eva. Ataha, the visarga is dropped because of sandhi. But when you read it, atayeva, but for your meaning, you should put visarga as ataha eva. Ataha and eva, both are indeclinable words. And ataha means tasma, therefore. That is the reason why. Okay? Ataha, therefore. Atayeva, that is why. Ataha eva, in the eva, actually says why. Why? That is why. Therefore, shrutihi asattvavadinaha badham brute. Shruti here means any Upanishad. All the Upanishads you can take by, can be brought into one word Shruti here. Therefore, Shruti says, our Shastram says, Upanishad says that Asattvavadi. Asattvavadi means one who denies one's own existence. One who denies the self-existence is asatvavadi. So asatyavadi means one who speaks untruth. Asatyavadi is different from asatvavadi. Asatvavadi is the person who debates, who argues, who denies one's own existence. Such a person, asatvavadi, and him, asatvavadinaha purushasya. So the Upanishad or Shastram says that the person who denies one's own existence, how does he say? He doesn't say, I am not here. Whoever denies the existence of the reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Whoever denies the existence of Brahma, whoever denies the existence of Atma, is definitely insensible. Is foolish. So Shruti calls that person foolish, insensible. Badham brute. Brute means says. Shrutihi brute. Scripture says, Upanishad says that Upanishad says about whom? Asatvavadinaha purushasya. So the person who talks on behalf of, argues, debates regarding the non-existence of the self, or who denies his own existence, Shruti calls a person insensible, foolish. So asatvavadinaha srutihi badham brute. Asatvavadinaha purushasya, you can add purushasya. Asatvavadinaha manushyasya, asatvavadinaha purushasya, srutihi badham brute. Okay. Next. Asad Brahmeti Chedveda. See how the Madhyamika Buddha has been negated already. Buddha's view. why he is holding on to that? Because he is the person who is waiting for experience. And all the people who do not call themselves Buddhas, but who even studying Vedanta also, still who they want to have someone special spiritual experience of the Atma, are also, they don't say, hey, I'm not here, but truth is not there. But till they wait for the experience means they had to be waiting. Nothing will be available for experience. That's all. After avidya, nothing will be available for experience. They have to wait and wait and wait and wait. They'll be waiting forever. No experience will be there. And if at all they experience something because of some problem or because of meditation and all that, and whatever experience is mithya. And the experience alone is satyam. Okay. Asad brahmeti chedveda swayameva bhavedasat. Exactly, this is a mantra Vyani Swami has taken from Taittiriya Upanishad. Asad brahmeti veda ched. Actually, the mantra comes. Asad brahmeti chedveda swayameva bhavedasat. Atosya mabhodvedyatvam swasatvam tvabhyupeyatam. Atosya mabhodvedyatvam swasatvam tvabhyupeyatam. Asad brahmeti chedveda swayameva bhavedasat. Atosya mabhudvedyatvam swasatvam tvabhyupeyatam. So, asat brahma. Brahma asat. Sat means existence. So, brahma asat means Brahman is non-existent. Iti. One who does not accept the existence of the reality, one who does not existence of the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, is the one who denies the existence of the very source of everything. Implied by the term Brahma, and that person, the one who denies the existence of Brahma, asad brahma iti veda ched. If anybody thinks, knows, has his understanding that there is no Brahma, then swayameva bhavet asat, which means he himself becomes non-existent. Brahma asat iti veda ched. Veda means knows, understands. If a person understands, has this understanding, wrong understanding or misunderstanding, or if he has that there's no Brahma, if he say, then swayameva asat bhavet. He himself becomes non-existent. Whoever denies the existence of Brahman becomes non-existent. Why? Because it is as good as saying, I, the self, am non-existent. If a person says, Brahma, reality implied by the term Brahman is not there, non-existent, which means it is as good as saying, I, the self, am non-existent. Swayameva asad bhavet. Know why? Because the very reality implied by the term Brahman alone is there as the innermost truth, the self of every being, at the very surupam of I. Really, this Brahma, the absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the term Brahman or Atma, Brahman and Atma alone is there as the truth of I. The alone is there as very I. Every day when one wakes up from sleep, when there is manifestation of knowledge of the existence of one's own self in terms of I am, then there's existence of knowledge of the existence of the world is, then actually what is that which obtains as I am? What is that which rises as I am? Then this is, I am, this world is. This is knowledge and which rises, which is manifestation. And what is that which rises in terms of I am and this is, etc.? It is the Brahman reality only. Therefore, if a person says there's no source of knowledge and there's no knowledge is possible, how can there be knowledge without the source of knowledge? For the knowledge to rise, for knowledge to become manifest, there must be source of knowledge, source of manifestation. So denying the very source of knowledge is denying the existence of knowledge. Denying the knowledge. And denying the knowledge is denying the existence of one's own self. So Brahma asatiti vedachet swayameva asat bhavet. Swayameva bhavet asat. So the person who denies the existence of Brahman is actually negates one's own existence. Is as good as saying that I am not existent. The Veda Shastra says, you are that Brahma, you are that source of reality, you are essentially that source of knowledge, the reality implied by the term Brahma. Tat Tvam Asi. And here it is impossible for anyone to doubt one's own existence. So you are Brahma. And it's impossible for anyone to doubt one's own existence. Therefore, existence of Brahman also need not be, cannot be doubted at all. Existence of Brahman need not be doubted. Cannot be doubted also. Why? Because Shastram says, if I have Shraddha in Shastram, and the Shastram says, you are that Brahma, I can try to discover how I am Brahma. What I am, I can try to discover. I cannot deny the existence of Brahma because Shastram says, I am Brahma. You are Brahma. Why I cannot deny the existence of Brahman? Because I am Brahma and I cannot deny the existence of myself. Hence, the Nastika who does not accept the existence of the Lord Ishwaraha. Even he doesn't accept the existence of the Lord. He cannot deny the existence of his own self. And here, if you are given to the study of the Vedanta Shastram, definitely this, there is no, there should not be any doubt at all about the existence of Ishwaraha. A Vedanti should not have any doubt at all about the existence of Ishvara. A Nastika, he who denies the existence of God, cannot deny his own existence. Whereas a Vedanti can never deny the existence of Ishvara. And suppose, if I have faith, if I accept the existence of Ishvara, and if my faith, my existence of Ishvara is based, purely based on my mere faith, then definitely my faith, if I say, but God is, Ishvara is, the Lord is, because I believe in existence, and this existence of God, which I believe, is based on the faith, and my faith, my belief is definitely shakable, shaken, my belief can be shaken. It cannot be firm. My faith cannot be firm. It can be easily shaken. Therefore, mere religious belief can be shaken. Can create lots of doubts about the existence of God, existence of Ishvara. Then there'll be problem in accepting and non-accepting. Do not accept, I'm frightened. To accept, my reason doesn't accept. It's a big delay, you know, confusion. That is why better always we learn, we study Vedanta, we should hold on to the Shastram. We should definitely, so from simply being religious, we should definitely convert ourselves into spiritual people, that we hold on to Shastram, and where we can definitely move from simply being religious to becoming spiritual, that we definitely can understand the existence of God, understand the existence of the Lord as the very truth. So, asya ataha, therefore, asya vedyatvam mabhut. Vedyatvam mabhut. Ataha, therefore, we must have clear conclusion now. What should be the clear conclusion? Not doubtful conclusion. Doubt-free, ascertained understanding must be there now, that Vedyatvam asya mabhut. Vedyatvam means knowability, experienceability is not there for the reality. Which means the reality implied by the term Brahman is never experienceable, never knowable. Which means Brahman can never be an object of knowledge or experience. Vedyatvam, Vedyam means knowable. Please understand, Vedyam is a potential passive participle, which means knowable. Ariyattakkadu, ariyappadakkoodiyadu. Which can be known is Vedyam. Veti with dhatuhu. Veti is the verb and Vedyam can be known. Vedyatvam, knowable. Avedyatvam na. Knowability, experienceability is not there asya brahmanaha. Okay. It means the reality implied by the term Brahman does not have knowability, means does not have experienceability, means Brahman is never an object of experience or knowledge. Asya vedyatvam mabhut means nasti. Vedyatvam nasti. Ataha asya vedyatvam nasti. Mabhut means, so let us not go and search for Brahman as object of knowledge. Swasattvam tu abhyupeyatam. Swasattvam tu abhyupeyatam. Swasattvam tu abhyupeyatam. So Brahman is not knowable, not an object of knowledge or experience, cannot be known, therefore abhyupeyatam means may it be accepted, attained as what? Swasattvam, may Brahman be understood as the existence of Brahman be understood as the existence of one's own self. So Brahman has to be understood as one's own existence. Swasattvam tu abhyupeyatam. Swasattvam means one's own existence. Therefore, tathahi. Therefore, swasattvam, one's own existence, has to be understood as the existence of Brahma. Abhyupeyatam means may it be arrived at. May one's own existence be arrived at as the existence of Brahman. Understood as existence of Brahman. Why? After negation of everything, what cannot be negated is the subject, and you are the subject, and your own existence is to be understood as the existence of Brahman. So Bhagavan says in Gita many places, Hriddeshe Arjuna Ahamasmi. I am there in the very heart of everything, in every mind, as the very swarupam of I. We'll go to next verse. Kidruk tarhiti chet pruchet. Kidruk tarhiti chet pruchet. Yidrikta nasti tatrahi. Yidrikta nasti tatrahi. Yadani drigada dritcha. Yadani drik. Yadani drigata dritcha. Yadani drigata dritcha. yadani drigata drikcha tat swarupam vinischinu tat swarupam vinischinu. Okay, now what happened? It has been clearly said. Brahman is not knowable. Brahman is not an object of experience. Therefore, understand the experiencer itself as Brahma. So you understand the experiencer, understand the existence of the self, the experiencer, as the existence of Brahma. Then, now the question comes. Again, it's a question now. It seems Vidyarayana Swami presents the teaching in such a way. Now this Purva Pakshi, who is in the form of this Madhyamika Bauddha, it seems, okay, he doesn't accept, but Vidyarayana Swami presents his own Purva Pakshi. Purva Pakshi means the person who objects, presents the object, objection. It seems the Purva Pakshi, now after this, the explanation given in the other verses above, he accepted the existence of the reality implied by the term Brahma. Okay, Brahma asti, Atma asti. He accepts the existence of Brahma. Why? Because we said, you are Brahma and you cannot deny your own existence. Therefore, if existence of Brahman also cannot be, need not be doubted, need not be denied. Okay, I cannot deny my own existence. If I deny, I'll be labeled as insane. So I don't want to be insane. Let me be a sane person. Let me accept my own existence. I am, I know I am, and Brahman is myself. Therefore, I accept the existence of Brahma. Because I cannot deny existence of myself. He accepts. Now, having accepted the existence of Brahma, now this Purva Pakshi, now naturally expresses his query that what is that Brahman? Okay, I know there is Brahman. I accept the there is Brahma. What that Brahman is? What is that Brahman? What is the nature of that Brahma? What are? Does it have any features at all? What are the features that will enable me to understand the existence of Brahma? That's the question here. It is, tarhi, okay, tarhi means if, so. Tarhi means if. Why he says if? Okay, Brahman is existent. Brahman is, there is existence of Brahma. Tarhi, Brahman is existent. Then, the question comes, kidrik. Kidrik Brahma. Kidrik means kidrisham. Kidrik means kidrisham. Brahma kidrisham. What sort is it? Kidruk, Brahma Kidruk. That's the question. What sort of, thing is this Brahma, which has existence, which is existent as myself? Which is in the form of myself. What is it, Brahma, which is in the form of, in which is Brahman obtaining as myself. Kidruk tarhi. Then the answer comes. Kidruk tarhi is the question of the Purvapakshi who wants to know Brahma after. See, only when you accept the existence of Brahma, then okay, let me know what it is possible, isn't it? We deny the existence itself before knowing, then how will you know what is non-existent? You have to accept the existence first, then try to know what it is. So, Kidruk, what sort of, you know, what type of it is this Brahma Atma? Now the answer comes. Kidruk tarhi iti prichet chet. Prichet chet. If you ask this question, what type of, what sort of thing is that Brahma, the Atma, obtaining as myself? The question is, answer is, Yidrikta nasti. Eppadippattad andha parampol endru nee ketpayagil. That's the answer. Kidruk, tarihi kidruk, iti prichet chet. If you happen to ask the question, what sort of thing is that Brahma, obtaining as Atma myself, then the answer is like this. Yidrikta nasti tatra. Yidrikta. Yidrikta means this type, this sort. Tatra nasti hi. So, this absolute reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma is not like, you know, or cannot be set, cannot be shown or discussed or explained as, oh, this is, Atma is of this type, like this. Atma is of this type, like this. Atma, Brahma cannot be explained or shown described like any other object of this world. If there are objects in this world, objects can be shown. This is how the object is. We can show. Suppose any other object can be explained. Okay, how it is? One object can be explained with reference to any other, some object or the other in the world. But Atma cannot be explained or described with reference to anything else in the world. This sort of this Atma. It is inexplicable. Atma is inexplicable like any other object in this world. So, Yidrikta nasti, explicability is not there for this Atma. Yidrikta nasti means what? Explicability is not there. It cannot be, it is inexplicable like this. This is how Atma is, etc. So, Atma doesn't have explicability like anything else in the world. Yidrikta nasti. And here, then what the purpose of unfolding the nature of reality, which is said to be the description of the reality. In fact, unfoldment of the nature of reality implied by the term Brahman is definitely not for having any concept of Brahma. See what happens when something is explained and the explanation helps us to form our own concepts of what is being explained. isn't it? Explanation of anything, unknown thing, will help us form our concept of what is being explained. But Shastram unfolds the nature of the reality. This unfoldment of nature of the reality, which is also sounds like the description of Brahma, is definitely not for having, forming new, some concept of Brahma. Why? Because Brahman is not a concept. In fact, by understanding the Brahma, by understanding, by arriving at how exactly Brahman is, how the reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of knowledge, consciousness, it has no beginning, it is timeless, formless, etc. Understanding the Brahman is actually to understand the fact that it is not possible at all to think of having any concept. Why? Because Brahman is not a concept. Brahman, the reality, is the very source of all concepts. All the concepts are manifestations of Brahma. Brahman is the very source of all the concepts of the world. But Brahman is free from any concept. Brahman is not a concept. And the very effort to form a concept about Brahma should be given up. That is why the teaching, the nature is unfolded. The source of all the concepts is not a concept. I say Ishvara is a concept. Okay. Next now see. Therefore, next sentence. So, Idrukta Nasti means Brahman is not explicable like any other object. It's not a concept. The very source of all concepts. Now, yat anidrik atadrikcha. You see, yat, break in next sentence, yat plus anidrik atadrik. Anidrik atadrik. Second line, if you break, ayat, anidrik, atadrik. See, we say, idrik means this type. Tadrik means that type. This sort, that sort. But anidrik, atadrik means Brahman is not something which is explicable like any other object. How any other object is can be explained like this type of that type, no, like this. Anidrik atadrik. Anidrik. First we said idrukta nasti. Now he again he says anidrik atadrik cha, which means Brahman is not at all like any object which can be indicated by the pronoun this as this type, or which can be explained as like that. So this type and that type. Brahman is not anything which can be explained as this type or that type. Tadrik means that type, that sort. Idrik means this sort. So anidrik atadrik cha means Brahman, the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is not like any object which can be explained as that type or this type. Okay, if Brahman is not at all explicable like any other object as this type of object or that type of object, adu madri alla idu madri alla. Okay, atadrik anidrik means then what is this then? How should I understand that Brahma? The answer is given. Brahman is not any type, okay? Not of any sort. He says, Tat Brahma Suswarupam Vinischinu. The Vinischinu is a beautiful verb. I like that verb very much. Suswarupam Vinischinu. I tell you, Nis. The root is Chi. Chi is the root. Chinoti. Chinoti means chooses. Choosing is called chinoti. Nischinoti means asserts. Chinoti noun is chayaha, choice. Chinoti nischayaha, definiteness. In Tamil also we have nischayam. We use that when confirm weddings also, isn't it? Nischayaha means definiteness. So, chinoti, nischinoti. Now, vi nischinoti. So, nischinoti asserts. Vi nischinoti means, ascertains. Vi nischinoti. Now, Tvam Vinischinu, hey, may you ascertain that you are Brahma. Your own Swarupam is Brahma. So, Swarupam Vinischinu. Brahman is not that type or not that sort or not this sort, not explicable any other object. Brahman is not an object. Brahman is not like any other object. And Brahman is to be understood, ascertained as your own Swarupam. So, Swarupam Vinischinu. Unnudaya Swarupathai Vinischayam Panniko. May you ascertain your own Swarupam to be Brahma. So, Swarupam Vinischinu. It's imperative. Vinischinoti. Vinischinoti. Visheshena nischinoti. Ascertain. Doubtlessly. When he says we, may you not have any doubt at all. Doubtlessly may you ascertain that your own self is Brahma. So Swarupam, your own essential nature, your own self, uttering the truth of I, you are Brahma. May you ascertain your own Swarupam as Brahma. Okay. Thank you. Let me read this one. Now, understood the verse. Now, when you read the verse, it sounds karamada, isn't it? Sometimes certain words can be explained better in Tamil. We do read it. But of course, I know I do it well in English. But the thing is, some words are like Indian expressions. The language is very... See, Kidruk tarhiti chet pruchet Yidruk tanasti tatrahi Yadani drigata drikcha tatsvarupam vinischinu. Tatsvarupam vinischinu. Swarupam tat vinischinu. யத் அனீத்ருக் அதாத்ருக் ச. இப்படிப்பட்டதும் அல்ல அப்படிப்பட்டதும் அல்லது எதுவோ அதை உன் சொரூபம் என்றே நீ உறுதிப்படுத்திக் கொள். மே யூ அசர்டெயின் தட் ட்ரூத் டு பி யுவர் செல்ஃப், யுவர் ஓன் நேச்சர். ஸ்வஸ்வரூபம் வினிஷ்சினு, திஸ் லெசன் ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ டுடே. ஸ்வஸ்வரூபம் வினிஷ்சினு, ஸ்வஸ்வரூபம் வினிஷ்சினு இஸ் தி கிளாஸ் லெசன் டுடே. ஓகே சென்ட்ரா, ஸ்வஸ்வரூபம் வினிஷ்சினு, வினிஷ்சினு. ஓம் பூர்ணமத் பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.